Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. As we go, oh, wait, Ray dropped off. All right, so then, let's talk about sexy dreams. Things I just don't have enough of. Apparently, ABC News and actually,
you probably just don't remember them.
Well, I don't know. When I have them, they're pretty memorable.
Right, but you only remember dreams if you wake up in the middle of a dream.
Okay,
generally that's true.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, when you're studying dreams, and they've done a study here, the ABC News medical unit's going to report on it here. But it would seem that when you're studying dreams, you can really only study the ones that people remember, right?
Right.
Okay. So whether it's Brad Pitt in a hot tub or Bill Clinton in the Oval Office, women dream about sex as often as men do, according to a new study. Is this even shocking?
No.
I guess people seem to think in America that women are just unsexed compared to men, and it's just not the case.
No, if you're having sex, you have to have a partner.
In the new research released Thursday, 109 women...
Real sex, that is.
109 women and 64 men recorded their dreams in a daily sleep log for 2 to 4 weeks. They submitted these accounts of their dreams, which is very hard, by the way. I tried, I got a notepad and a pen and put it by the side of the bed. And when you wake up, it's hard to remember to write things down. And if you do remember to write down your dreams, you're in such a messed up shape that I've written down my dreams before, and I could barely read what I wrote afterwards.
And some dreams are hard to describe. Like, there's certain aspects of dreams that are really hard to explain, really hard to remember.
You know, also, when I've had my most interesting dreams, it seems that I have woken up in the middle of the night as opposed to in the morning. I don't want to take the chance of not being able to go back to sleep by getting up and doing an activity like writing a log. My dreams are simply not that important to me when it comes to losing sleep. Sleeping is important to me.
Yeah.
Dreams are not.
They are interesting, though.
You know, if you're talking about when I'm getting up, usually the alarm clock wakes me up, and therefore I'm less likely to be dreaming because I'm not in REM sleep.
But if you don't do it right when you... I mean, if you are interested in doing this, and it can be pretty fascinating to write these things down, if you don't do it right away, the longer you wait, the more the dream fades off.
It's blurry.
And so you have to do it pretty much as soon as you wake up. Anyway, these people recorded their dreams in a daily sleep log for 2 to 4 weeks. They submitted their accounts of their dreams, more than 3,500 in all, to researchers at the University of Montreal. The dream logs were then scored on various scales according to the type of sexual activity, the setting, and characters involved. Men's sex dreams were twice as likely to involve trysts, I think, I've had trouble with that word before, trysts, with multiple partners, and were more likely to take place in public. Women were twice as likely to dream about sex with public figures, according to the researchers. Both men and women reported dreaming about sex about 8% of the time. Observed gender differences may be indicative of different waking needs, experiences, desires, and attitudes with respect to sexuality, said the study's author, Dr. Zadra. Current or past partners played a role in 20% of women's sex dreams, compared with 14% of men's dreams, according to the study, which was released at the annual meeting of the American Association of Sleep Professionals. Sex experts agree that the findings fit with the patterns of behavior during the waking hours. Quote, men are often more visually focused in terms of fantasy, and women are more relationship focused. The director of the Program of Human Sexuality revealed, Zadra and other dream researchers said that dreams are often a continuation of waking thoughts, something they call the continuity hypothesis. Dreams are going to do their... Continuity, you're right. Dreams are going to do their own thing, whether we pay attention to them or not, said one of the professors. It's our 24-hour business to keep our sense of who we are, how we're doing, and where we're going. It's a system for keeping us in balance and intact. So there's a little bit more about the study, but what do you, Julia, as the lone woman on the show here, how do you feel about the revelation that women are more likely to dream about public figures, dream about sex with public figures?
I never have, when I have sex dreams, and it's rare that I remember any sex dreams, but whenever I have sex dreams, it's always with somebody that I would never have sex with in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, one
Mark.
Day, no. I've never had a sex dream with Mark in it.
You will never have sex with Mark in real life.
No. That is true, but I don't have sex dreams about you, Mark.
Go
Sorry.
On.
I always have sex dreams
Everybody
about...
Everybody has sex dreams about me.
I always have sex dreams about, for example, one day I had one about my boss, who was like 38 and married with mm-hmm. children, and I never found him physically attractive.
Hmm.
So I always have it about people I know that I wouldn't have sex with, really. It's always very strange.
Maybe that's because you're atypical. Do you think that most American women are obsessed with celebrity? I mean, obviously someone's
right.
out there buying those People magazines and the National Enquirers and all that.
I would say it's more likely a female demographic that's buying those magazines, yeah.
I think you're right.
But,
definitely the People magazine, for sure, female demo.
I also don't have my dreams are not relationship based either, my sex dreams. It's totally just a sex thing.
I don't think there are many relationship dreams, are there? I don't know.
Well, didn't the article say something about how men are more visually fantasy
men's,
and women
men's
are
men's sex dreams twice as likely to involve trysts with multiple partners and were more likely to take place in public. Women
that's
twice as likely to dream about sex with public figures.
Oh, no, it was something else in there. I thought you said something about relationships. I could be wrong.
Well, anyway, so, yeah, I think if it's true that women spend a lot of time thinking about public figures, then it would make sense. Like, if they read a lot of People and National Enquirer
yeah,
and things like that,
if
Star
if that's what
magazine.
You're dumping in your brain, then that's what you're going to get out.
Right. A similar study examining the dreams of men and women conducted 40 years ago.
I know I have video game dreams.
Do you?
Yes.
Conducted 40 years ago, found that women reported way fewer sexy dreams than men did. This led some behavioral scientists to assume that women didn't fantasize as much about sex, and that might not have been the case, as women at the time might have simply been too conservative to share their fantasies with researchers. Because it was not proper, I guess, for women to talk about such things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just pretended as though they didn't have them. And I think there's still some of that going on in America today. There's some level of sexual repression, and I'm sure you can talk more to this than I can as a female. But do you feel like that's the case, Julia, that there are, you know, there's some level of sexual repression where women are sort of trained to not be as overtly sexual as far as talking about things like that
in
public?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't affect me personally at all.
But on the other side of that coin, there is certainly a lot more today promoting women's sexuality than
right.
before Cosmopolitan
it's
magazine and all those things.
It's not as conservative as it was at one
right.
point in time.
So definitely women are being more encouraged to be more open about their sexuality, and I think that's a good thing.
I agree. And I've talked to plenty of young women, especially, who have problems sexually when they first get started because they're not confident and that sort of thing. They feel bad about themselves for thinking about sex.
Well, does
and
anyone
it all
teach
has
that?
To do with that?
Right. Does anyone teach confidence? I mean, I think you've got something about a sex ed class, maybe a little bit later. But they don't teach that in sex ed class? I mean, they teach you about the diseases and stuff, which now they're taking that out and replacing it with abstinence. But they certainly don't teach you anything about confidence or any of the other factors and how first time sex is inevitably going to be awkward. Don't base your relationship off of how the first time sex was and all these other things.
I don't want public schools teaching my kids confidence in sex.
I don't want public schools at all. I want privately run schools, in which case then parents would be able to decide what sort of sexual curriculum their kids encounter.
I think when he says confidence, he's talking about just healthy sexuality. Like having a healthy outlook on sexuality, because sex is dangerous, and it's not a good idea to go around and just have sex with a bunch of people.
It's not just dangerous from a physical standpoint as far as diseases are concerned, but it can be dangerous from a mental standpoint if people are going into it without really understanding what's happening, without really understanding some of the factors that surround it, like confidence and first-time sex. I mean, one-night stands, they're never going to be as satisfying as a relationship building on the sexual abilities of the partners and exploring that sort of area.
Well, my uncle gave me a piece of advice, and I guess he's probably been married 40 years or so. He said sex is better now than it was when when they first got together. You know, it just gets better all the time. It's basically
I would definitely agree with that statement.
Absolutely.
In any relationship.
Yes.
But
entire year relationship here.
But people, year and a half. But people aren't told these things unless they've got more sexually open parents. Parents that are willing to discuss things like
right.
this. Right. I think that really, while popular culture has become more accepting of sexuality, as far as women are concerned especially, I still think that the family unit hasn't really absorbed that. I think there are a lot of conservative, sort, for lack of a better word, families out there that they just don't talk about these things.
I had to do the research on my own.
And I think it's damaging to our kids. 800-259-9231. What do you think?
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. And some of those features include the wiki. There's over 1,350 pages waiting for you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? By heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats can leave you and your family penniless. At keepyourassets.net, they are experts at sheltering your wealth. You'll see that at keepyourassets.net, they can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. Keepyourassets.net.
1-800-259-9231. Talking about sex dreams, a new study has confirmed that indeed women are about as horny as guys, as far as, at least in their dreams. Apparently, women and men both dream of sex about 8% of the time, though there are some different statistics in regards to the types of dreams that they have. Women found to be more interested in dreaming about, for instance, public figures, celebrities, that sort of thing.
That's funny to me.
Yeah, it is. As though Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt is, you know, any better at sex than some random guy you'd meet on the street.
Right.
Well, the largest sex organ is your brain.
Good point. And men more likely to dream about sex with multiple partners, for instance, apparently. So, interesting study, and they found that it's shockingly different compared to a study that was done 40 years ago where women didn't really reveal that they had these things. They didn't really want to reveal that they had sex dreams because maybe they would be thought of as sluts or something. I don't know.
It makes sense. If you had asked me when I was 15 years old or 17 years old even if I had sex dreams, I would have been so beaten down, I guess, and not feeling good about talking about sex, I would not have admitted such a thing.
Now, hold on a second. Are you more likely or less likely to have sex dreams before you've actually had sex?
I don't know.
That's kind of an interesting question.
I don't.
Because,
well,
I mean,
even when I was 17 or 18 and I had sex, I feel like at that point in time, I just wasn't that confident because I grew up in government schools and my parents never talked to me about sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if somebody had asked me then, I would not have answered honestly.
Well, back in the 40s, or not the 40s, but back in the 60s, they certainly didn't. And the researchers say that even if you dreamed about it, you didn't mention it as a woman, says one of the dream experts. Things certainly have changed since that study 4 decades ago. Today's world of constant references to sex and music on television and on the Internet may create more racy images for the mind to raise during sleep, or a more liberal atmosphere might just make it easier to discuss fantasies.
Well, that's certainly true.
There's been a huge change in the openness of people to report sexual fantasies, dreams, and waking impulses. Today, it's just easier to express if you do have such dreams. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's moving in the right direction. Though, there's something still sort of weird about this culture that we live in that we're so oversexed as far as, and they mentioned sex and music and sex and movies and that sort of thing. There's so much sexuality out there, but I think a lot of Americans still don't really have a grasp on understanding it as far as, you know, the relationship aspects of it and something beyond. I think they sort of just have sort of this surface understanding of it, like, oh, yeah, I like the way she looks, or, you know, I like thinking about sex. Sex is, you know, exciting and all that, but as far as the actual ramifications of sex and some of the more, I guess, theoretical sides of sex, I don't think that we're really too educated about it. I think that we're having sex without really knowing what's going on.
What do you mean, like the mechanics as far as the Kama Sutra, that kind of thing?
No, not necessarily that, but I don't know. It seems like it's all surface. It's all very...
Well, they're appealing to the prurient aspects of sex, that's for
right,
sure.
Right. There's not really education going on so much as just sexual appeal and targeting people with sex. So people know they like sex, but I don't think that a lot of them really have a grasp on what it's all about. I'm not even really able to even explain how I feel about it, I guess. 800-259-9231. I think it really, again, boils down to the fact that parents just aren't good at talking about it. I really think that's a huge issue.
It bothers me because if you're an adult, why can't you talk about adult issues, very important adult issues, with your children? Are you that embarrassed?
I apparently it's embarrassing, and I guess that's something that people really need to get over. I mean,
I wonder if it's because their parents were embarrassed.
Yeah, of course.
Of abuse.
Yeah, it's absolutely, in this case, it's just a cycle of ignorance. That maybe they just don't know what to say. You know, it wasn't explicitly explained to them as kids, so they don't really know how to have a conversation with their kids. It makes them still, they still feel awkward about talking about it, and I would hope that people could get over that. But unfortunately, we're still moving in this. There are different forces at work here, right? There's the forces of those sort of sexually liberal people that just want to talk about nothing but sex, and then there's still these this sort of cadre of people that wants to prohibit any sort of discussion of sex. There are the people out there that would be upset at the fact that we're discussing this on the radio. There are those people that that they believe that sex education is abstinence education and that kids shouldn't be told word one about sex. In fact, Julia, you've got a story about that, right? From Utah? Sort of study that's been done?
Yes.
What's this all about?
One of the largest, this is out of Salt Lake City, one of the largest and most comprehensive studies of teen sex education conducted by Dr. Stan Weed of the Institute of Research and Evaluation in Salt Lake City shows why abstinence is the most successful method of preventing physical and emotional complications resulting from premarital sexual activity. The study, followed by education and behavior of over 400,000 adolescents.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, like, how's a prophylactic going to stop emotional damage done by premarital sex?
Wait. Read that that paragraph about what abstinence is effective at doing.
Most successful method of preventing physical and emotional complications resulting from premarital sexual activity.
Well, of course. Of course it's the most successful method in preventing complications from premarital sex. If you're not having premarital sex, there can't be complications. So, yeah, that's like, duh. Of course it's going to be the most successful
method. There's a lot of duh.
I had a lot of emotional complications due to not having premarital sex.
But that wasn't what the statement was. The statement was it prevents people from having complications from having sex.
Gotcha.
Well, of course. It's abstinence. Mm. But what it doesn't do is effectively educate kids about sex, when if they do have sex, they know what the hell they're doing, or at least have some idea to what the hell they're doing and how to protect themselves. That's the problem with abstinence.
The final report, entitled Abstinence or Comprehensive Sex Education, begins by pointing out the flaws in a national study on abstinence released by Mathematica Policy Research Incorporated, conducted in April 2007. Now, we read that story on the air. I believe it was the story about abstinence programs. Mm-hmm. The government did its study on its own programs and showed that they don't work.
Effective.
Yes. The previous study examined the progress of teens who participated in four different abstinence education programs. The final report indicated that abstinence education was ineffective and that young adolescents should receive comprehensive sex education. Now, I don't think that's exactly true. If I recall correctly, they call for both methods. They sort of like to promote abstinence at the same time of teaching sex education.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, kids probably shouldn't be having sex, but if they're going to, and we damn well know they will,
some will,
then you should explain to them how, well, you know, what they need to know.
Right.
And of course, parents are going to disagree forever on this, which is one of the reasons why government needs to get the hell out of schools, so that way parents can send their kids to the schools and have the curriculum they're looking for. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on the sexuality of America and what's lacking. What would you change if you could wave a magic wand? This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231, though we are talking about sex right now. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Talking about American sexuality and kind of how warped it was, and what brought us into this whole conversation was a conversation about sex dreams. And it turns out that American women now are more likely to report having sex dreams than they ever were in the past. And I think that's good. I think, you know, we're slowly progressing towards, you know, progressing in the right direction as far as sexuality is concerned, but at the same time, there are still certain forces at work that would like us to regress, you know, back to the 1950s or whatever, or whenever it was that they feel that things were right about the world. Of course, that's never actually going to happen, but that won't stop them from trying with their abstinence programs and all the things that they're trying to do.
People like that claim that people weren't having as much sex back then, and I don't believe that. I just think
it was
that
just
people,
quiet.
Yeah, exactly. People weren't talking about it.
Exactly. People have always, of course, people have always had a lot of sex.
We're still here.
Right. Yeah. It's natural. It's instinct.
Well, they only had married sex, Ian.
Yeah, right. Let's go to the phones. I asked the question, if you could wave a magic wand and change the American sexuality, what sort of changes would you make? Let's go to the phones, talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KJEZ. Hey, Dave.
Long live free talk.
What's on your
mind? Nobody else calls, so I figure I'd call. I like talking to you guys.
Thanks, dude. What's up?
I think by the time you're 14, you should witness three births and be involved in delivering a baby into
human
the world.
Births?
And I
they're
think
pretty repulsive to watch. It certainly would deter me.
I think people would have more respect for sex, more respect for woman, and more respect for life.
I can't argue with that. I learned a great deal by growing up on a farm, just by, you know, seeing animals do what animals do. And, you know, I saw cows get born.
But it's a special thing with a human being. There's people that die, go to their grave with never seeing the baby being born. Mm. And it seems like the government wants to steal birth away from the family or from people and steal even death away from us. You
what
know
do you
what
mean
I
by
mean?
That?
And I think that just makes us more out of touch with life itself.
When you say the government wants to steal birth from you, what do you mean?
Well, they're not having them at home no more. The family isn't involved. You know, the daughters, the grandmother, the mother and daughter relationship. You know, like back in the old days, you know, they'd have the baby right in the living room. You know, everybody would be involved. You know,
but then you can't get doped up.
It ties people together, you know.
I think I know what you're talking about, Dave. I had a friend who was really into home births and really against hospitals because she had worked at a hospital as a midwife or something of that sort. Yeah, and she had experienced some really nasty things. And she had a home birth, and she had some complications, and during the birth had to be rushed to the hospital.
I went through the same thing. We were having a home birth. We went to the hospital. I went through the whole gamut.
Right.
And I think that new father should wear a sash so you could just get out of their way, let them do what they got to do, you know. It's like
sash.
A little sash just so for like the first 24 hours because like I was in it I had to go buy stuff. The baby came early. Her blood pressure went up high. We had to rush to the hospital. I had to go buy stuff. I didn't want to wait in line.
You're saying that new fathers should wear a sash so they can hop, skip up into the front of
right. Yeah, you know,
line.
Hey, get out of this guy's way. He just had a baby. You know, like
very but, interesting.
And I think it's just. It's you know, the way people think about feeding babies in public, you know, they would think nasty about an exposed breast rather than the nourishment that the baby's receiving in life and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's so weird when people get upset about someone breastfeeding in public. I mean, and in a lot of cases, it's women that get upset about it.
And I think that goes back just to the fact that We're not involved with birth. We're not involved with the entrance into this existence. And,
very good,
and
Dave.
We're lost, I think.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. 800-259-9231. Interesting ideas.
Interesting guy. Dave is such a modern-day philosopher. He just amazes me what he thinks about.
Well, my friend talking about, she actually, while she was in the hospital, they were, of course, very angry that she had never been to the hospital, but I imagine she saved tons of money not going to the hospital for months. But she believed in a different kind of birthing, and they wanted to take her baby away from her when after it was immediately born, and she wanted the baby to nurse immediately, and she wanted to hold the baby immediately, and she walked out of the hospital against their wishes because they were just so controlling.
Being so authoritarian.
Yeah, they wanted to take the baby. So I think that's what Dave meant when he was talking about the government pushing for the baby not to be more of a family thing. I think that's what he meant, anyway.
And we have talked about the issue of breastfeeding in public before on the show, and it just amazes me that people get upset about this.
I'm going to say I'm a little uncomfortable with somebody breastfeeding in front of
why?
Me.
Why?
It's
natural.
I certainly wouldn't legislate against it. I would consider it my obligation to, divert my eyes or, you know, find a magazine
it's
or
not
get up
sexy.
And,
that's for damn
no.
sure.
But it's like a human activity. It's, you know, like using the bathroom or something like that.
I don't think it's the same as, you know,
it's,
crouching
it's
and
feeding.
Squatting.
It's
and
eating. I don't eat in the bathroom. Why do... So that's how women who breastfeed in public feel. I don't want my baby to eat in a dirty bathroom.
No, I'm not saying that they should have
right.
to go to the bathroom. I'm just saying that, you know,
it personally makes
me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right, and I understand as far as private property is concerned, if you've got a restaurant and you want to prevent people from doing that in your restaurant, it's your business. I mean, you can do that. But
there's also a difference. Is you know, I've seen women do both. I've seen women, you know, whip it out and feed the baby right there, and I've seen them, you know, cover the baby's head with a cloth, and you really can't
be very
subtle
about it.
Yeah, you really can't even tell what's going on.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's I just think it's great when a woman has the confidence to be able to reveal her breast in public in order to feed her baby in front of everybody else. It, you know, that she's not concerned about what everyone else is thinking. She's just concerned about nourishing her child. Well, I think that's good.
I think breasts are so sexualized nowadays.
Way over-sexualized.
Right. They're so sexualized that that's all people think about when they think of breasts, and they sort of forget that they actually have a function, and it's to nourish a baby.
Are there guys out there that, you know, when they see a woman breastfeeding their child, that they get all excited?
I'm sure there are. There are men who like pregnant women. I mean,
that's true.
But there can't be guys out there that get all excited over high-heeled shoes. You can believe that they get excited about something.
But there can't be that many of them, right? I mean, it must be a very small niche. That's not exciting or sexy or anything like that. Anyway, what do you think? 800-259-9231. And the question still stands. If you could wave a magic wand and change things about American sexuality, what would you change? But in the meantime, let's continue with the story about the Utah study that's claiming that abstinence is effective, it's working, it's good. What do they have to say?
After examining the Mathematica study, that was the national study that's proved that abstinence is not effective, the Institute found several major errors that made the study non-representative of American sex education. First, says the more recent study, it took samples from high-risk sectors of the population, such as poor African or American single-parent households. So this institute here is suggesting that single-parent households and African Americans are more likely to have sex. Is that true, or are they just assuming that?
Well, it sounds like it's not claiming that that was their entire sample set. It's just saying they took some samples from high-risk households. And really, if the purpose of abstinence is to stop kids from having sex, shouldn't they be targeting high-risk households with their message? I mean, if that's what we really want,
if it's
right?
effective, it works.
I mean, I don't think they're having too much trouble in Utah, where there, you know, there's a lot of Mormons around, and you know they're not allowed to have sex until they get married, in which case then they can have all the sex they want. But
several wives.
More on the way at 800-259-9231. It would seem that you'd want to target those households, that you'd be interested in the results of the sex education, the abstinence education. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, even in these remaining moments, toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free that we do ask you voluntarily support the show. And one of the ways you can do that, in this case, you're really just going to be supporting me, which by proxy supports the show. You can buy my Transformers collection. I'm auctioning them right now at auction.freetalklive.com. 89 robots, all kinds of neat original 1984 stuff, like a 1984 lunchbox. And I actually took that to school in kindergarten, as a matter of fact. Yeah, that's so cute. So that's all for sale, and the robots are actually in, most of them are in decent condition. Fairly large pictures for you to peruse and study, and all the details at auction.freetalklive.com. What better time to get your hands on 89 G1, Generation 1 Transformers, the original ones, from 1984 to 1989. What better time than now, right before the new live-action movie is about to be released in a matter of days? Auction.freetalklive.com. Talking about American sexuality, and we've just gone on to the topic of abstinence, and there's now a study out of Utah that's saying that it's flying in the face of the other studies that have come out that have said that nationally this abstinence thing just not working out. They're telling kids to not have sex, and they're going off and having sex anyway. But the Utah study says differently. The Utah study says that, well, one of the problems with the original study is they looked at high-risk households, and what else did they have to say?
During the study, young people received abstinence education in pre-adolescence, but then received no follow-up training during adolescence. They were also examined about their sexual activities several years after any learning might have taken effect. Now, I understand what they're saying there, except I think that abstinence is pushed more than in just school, and I think that even if it's not exactly taught, it's sort of... What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know, but I thought they were teaching this in high school.
They are teaching it in high school. And even if they're not teaching abstinence, if they're not really pushing for abstinence, they aren't teaching real sex education.
What would be real sex
education? Well, their sex education sections, at least the sex education that I got in government school was very short, and they made it really extra scary. And I understand that sex is scary, but they don't touch at all on any other aspects except, like, for example, I had a teacher poke holes in a condom with a pin and tell me that that's how easy condoms could break.
Well, yeah, I guess if you poke a condom with a pin, it's
yeah,
easy.
Not sure you're using condoms in conjunction with pins, though.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just silly. But...
More anyway, from the story?
Yeah, I forgot where I was going with that. Anyway, Dr. Stan Weed told LifestandNews.com, within the United States, sexual activity rates have been going down among teenagers for about the last 12 or 13 years, and that coincides with when the abstinence education started. That's just a logical fallacy.
Yeah, that's I was just using the term for that. Non sequitur. It does not follow.
Right.
Just because there are abstinence programs and the kids happen to have a little bit less sex doesn't necessarily mean that one is tied to the other.
Abortion, pregnancies, and out-of-wedlock birth rates have also been going down among teens during that same period. However, pregnancy, abortion, and out-of-wedlock births have been rising for the older age group between 19 to 25, a group that has not been targeted by abstinence programs. Now, could it be because 19 to 25-year-olds have more sex than teenagers, young teenagers?
Yeah, I think so.
Not sure there's a real... I'm not sure there's a real connection, yes.
So George Bush and the government has been, they've implemented an abstinence program that supposedly targets young people up to age 29. There's program.
They're trying to launch a national campaign.
I believe that the program exists. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they've created national television spots
or
whatever.
That sounds like an outrageous waste of money to me.
But yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going
to try.
Should
you be telling adults that they shouldn't have sex?
That's what they're going to do.
Should be spending my money to tell adults that they should be having
sex. They're going to tell adults that you should not have sex until you're married. That's the message that's going to come out of the
government. I strongly disagree with that statement personally.
And I do too. I think
it's an awful idea. You try and choose before you buy it.
Absolutely.
You test drive a car.
More?
Outlining these limitations and the report's inaccuracies, Dr. Weed highlighted the problems that sexually active teens encounter and the failure of comprehensive sex education to remedy such issues. These include teen pregnancies, STDs, and poor emotional health. Sexually active young people are also more physically assaulted or raped.
Where do they get those statistics?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
So.
It's just some guy.
Yeah.
In
and
Utah.
You know what's really funny? It's on a religious website.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Of course. It's some sort of evangelical website. That's why I thought it was funny. Comprehensive sex education also fails to explain the limitation of condoms, says the recent study, pointing out that many consequences of teen sexual activity are not prevented by condom use. Now, when I actually got a real sex education class, I had in college, I had a biology teacher who was very versed in sexual reproduction and sexual health, and she actually went through very thoroughly through all kinds of
contraception.
Yes, and I think that what we have today is we don't really have comprehensive sex education in schools. And I guess I shouldn't say we. The government schools don't really have good comprehensive sex education.
That they ever will.
Yeah, exactly. Condoms are never a total guarantee against STDs, so there's really no true safe sex outside of marriage. No, there's...
Not true.
No, definitely not true. Secondly, despite 20 years of sex education, young people even fail to use condoms consistently. And maybe that's because they are embarrassed about sex, so they don't want to go buy condoms, or they don't have easy access to condoms.
Who knows what the reasons are. I mean, the fact is, when you're in the heat of the moment, maybe there's just not something around, and they can't overcome their natural desire to continue on with their impassioned encounter.
Right. Which, it seems to me like if you're in the heat of the passion, as you say, and you have abstinence training or you have comprehensive sex education, you're going to have sex no matter what. So it seems like it's more risky to have complete abstinence education and not know anything about sexual health and preventing these sorts of things.
Absolutely.
It seems like you're better equipped.
Well,
if you're
I think that parents would prefer that their kids not have sex before the age of 18, largely. But if they are, I would think that they would want them educated on the subjects, the subject pretty thoroughly.
Apparently, many parents don't. Apparently, many parents, their idea about education is to just tell the kids, just say no. Don't do it. Don't have sex. And those parents are living in a fantasy world. How could they forget what it was like to be a teenager?
It seems many of them do.
Those hormones are raging. Kids want to have sex. They're going to do it whether
you
like it or not.
You make a blanket statement. Not every kid is going to have sex. There's going to be a certain amount.
Kids want to have sex. I didn't say they're going to. And if they get the opportunity, many of them will.
It sounded exactly like you said they were going to.
And then as a result of them being told, no, 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 don't do it, it's the same consequences that come out of the war on drugs, in that kids are told, no, don't do drugs. They're not educated about drugs. They're not told, they're not told how to do drugs safely. So, of course, they go and they get themselves into trouble. They get themselves into situations where they're put in danger as a result of a simple lack of knowledge. It's something that a little bit of information could have solved. But parents, many parents in America are just stuck on the idea that if they keep telling their kids, just say no, that they're going to they're going to heed their words. And the fact is, kids will be kids, and they'll go and they'll do what you tell them to not do simply because it's exciting. I've been told not to do it. It's forbidden fruit at that point. Then all of a sudden, it's the world of the forbidden, and that's exciting when you enter that world, and also very dangerous as a result of the lack of information. Huge problem.
Continuing, most importantly, however, condoms do nothing to prevent the heartbreak, depression, and low self-esteem caused by sexual activity. Now, that statement makes me laugh for several reasons.
Why?
But first of all, you cannot, I mean, heartbreak, depression, those sorts of things, that's just a natural part of growing up. A lot of people seem to think that everybody should live, like the anti-bully people that say that nobody should ever get picked on. They just want everybody to live this happy, like, that's a part of life.
Well, yeah, I don't want bullies around. I think bullies are awful.
No, I'm talking about the people in schools, for example, who want bullies or I don't know.
Well, it seems interesting, Ian's dichotomous view that he doesn't want bullies to be around and he thinks bullies are awful, but he thinks kids should be educated about sex. This is the same attitude that parents have about sex. They don't want their kids to have sex and they shouldn't be around.
Well, I mean, sex is a consensual act.
Going to happen.
Sex is a consensual act. Bullying is violence.
But bullying is going to happen.
Yes, I understand that. I wasn't saying that bullying wasn't going to happen. I just said that I would like to prevent it as much as possible.
I think everybody wants to prevent heartbreak, but you have to have downs to have ups. I mean, it's just part of life, and I don't think that you should try to prevent that 100% of the time. I think it's unhealthy. I think that it shelters children to try to protect them from heartbreak. I mean, that's silly.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. So again, the controversy between over abstinence education is going to continue on ad infinitum. It's never going to end. There are always going to be the abstinence advocates, and they're always going to be up against the sex education advocates. And one side's going to gain power here, one side's going to gain power there, and they're going to implement their agenda in the government schools. And really, it's the government schools that are the issue here. It's the government schools that empowers both groups to take control of the kids of America and pander their message to them. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Get the government schools out of it, and we'll solve a lot of problems. See you tomorrow night.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Not